that, it was me they were after now. Think first, then act. I was safe enough for the moment. They were, of course, moving in on me, going slowly, as they had no idea of where I was in the giant loading yard. How had they found me? That was the important point. The local police are used to an almost crimeless world. They couldn't have found my trail this quickly. In fact, I hadn't left a trail. Whoever had set the trap here had done it with logic and reason. Unbidden, the words jumped into my mind. The Special Corps. Nothing was ever printed about it. Only 1,000 whispered words heard on 1,000 worlds around the galaxy. The Special Corps. The branch of the League that took care of the troubles that individual planets couldn't solve. The Corps was supposed to have finished off the remnants of Haskell's raiders after the peace, of putting the illegal TNZ traders out of business, of finally catching Inskip. And now they were after me. They were out there waiting for me to make a break. They were thinking of all the ways out just as I was. And they were blocking them. I had to think fast, and I had to think right. Only 2 ways out. Through the gates or through the store. The gates were too well covered to make a break. In the store, there would be other exits. It had to be that way. Even as I made the conclusion, I knew that other minds had made it too, that men were moving in to cover those doors. That thought brought fear, and made me angry as well. The very idea that someone could outthink me was odious. They could try, all right, but I would give them a run for their money. I still had a few tricks left. First, a little misdirection. I started the truck, left it in low gear, and aimed it at the gate. When it was going straight, I locked the steering wheel with the friction clamp and dropped out the far side of the cab and strolled back to the warehouse. Once inside, I moved faster. Behind me, I heard some shots, a heavy crump, and a lot of shouting. That was more like it. The night locks were connected on the doors that led to the store proper, an old-fashioned alarm that I could disconnect in a few moments. My pick locks opened the door, and I gave it a quick kick with my foot and turned away. There were no alarm bells, but I knew that somewhere in the building an indicator showed that the door was opened. As fast as I could run, I went to the last door on the opposite side of the building. This time I made sure the alarm was disconnected before I went through the door. I locked it behind me. It is the hardest job in the world to run and be quiet at the same time. My lungs were burning before I reached the employee's entrance. A few times I saw flashing lights ahead and had to double down different aisles. It was mostly luck that I made it without being spotted. There were 2 men in uniform standing in front of the door I wanted to go out of. Keeping as close to the wall as I could, I made it to within 20 feet of them before I threw the gas grenade. For 1 second I was sure that they had gas masks on, and I had reached the end of the road. Then they slumped down. One of them was blocking the door. I rolled him aside and slid it open a few inches. The searchlight couldn't have been more than 30 feet from the door. When it flashed on, the light was more pain than glare. I dropped the instant it came on, and the slugs from the machine pistol ate a line of glaring holes across the door. My ears were numb from the roar of the exploding slugs, and I could just make out the thud of running footsteps. My own 75 was in my hand, and I put an entire clip of slugs through the door, aiming high so I wouldn't hurt anyone. It would not stop them, but it should slow them down. They returned the fire. Must have been a whole squad out there. Pieces of plastic flew out of the back wall, and slugs screamed down the corridor. It was good cover. I knew there was nobody coming up behind me. Keeping as flat as I could, I crawled in the opposite direction, out of the line of fire. I turned 2 corners before I was far enough from the guns to risk standing up. My knees were shaky, and great blobs of color kept fogging my vision. The searchlight had done a good job. I could barely see at all in the dim light. I kept moving slowly, trying to get as far away from the gunfire as possible. The squad outside had fired as soon as I opened the door. That meant standing orders to shoot at anyone who tried to leave the building. A nice trap. The cops inside would keep looking until they found me. If I'd